There is a long tradition of employers taking an overly paternalistic attitude towards their staff. Titus Salt, a Victorian philanthropist, built a model village for his workers, but banned alcohol from the village, smoking on the pathways, and loud behaviour. Henry Ford, the car maker, had a sociology department that would make unscheduled calls on workers to monitor their lifestyles. Those who failed to make the grade were paid lower wages. The modern equivalent of those practices revolves around technology. Some companies persuade their workers to wear a Fitbit or other device to monitor things such as their level of exercise, heart rate, and sleep patterns. BP America introduced Fitbits in 2013. Those who reach certain goals, such as walking 1 million steps a year, qualify for extra health benefits. In a health system dependent on private insurance, there may be a case for giving workers such incentives, provided take-up is voluntary. There is a parallel with car insurance, where vehicle owners pay lower premiums if they are willing to have their driving monitored. But there is less excuse in a country like Britain, which has a public health service. Nevertheless, research published in 2017 showed there had been a 37% leap in the share of British workers who had been offered a wearable device by their employer. Many people, however, will regard these as a spy on their wrists, transmitting information back to the boss. A PwC survey in 2016 found that 38% of British employees did not trust their firms to use the data collected in a way that workers would benefit. At least you can take a Fitbit off, and some workers have reportedly strapped them to their dogs to boost their activity scores. A few firms, such as Mindshare, a media agency in Sweden, and Three Square Market, a tech firm in Wisconsin, have already moved on to the next stage, implanting a chip under a worker's skin. Employees gain a way to open doors and pay for meals in the canteen, but what do they lose in return? There is nothing wrong with employers offering a bit of fitness coaching, but nobody wants their boss to turn into a stalker.